For many of us who live in Cook County, our morning routine often involves one thing, getting in the car. Cook County encompasses approximately 1,450 square miles, and many of those who live on the outskirts rely on their car to get to the grocery store, to doctor's appointments, or to work. But what if you were no longer able to drive? What if you couldn't walk or bike either? That's the reality for many seniors living in Cook County, leaving them dependent on others to get around.
A lot of seniors would have to go live with their kids or go in the nursing home. Because I have a son living up here, but, you know, he's ill, and he can't always take me places, you know. And I'm not at the stage where I'm going to live with my daughter or son yet.
That's Gladys Anderson. She and others like her have found another option for getting around in Cook County, public transit.
Well, like, you said 20 times I want to come down here. You know, it's to and fro, so that's 20 times, so it's really 40 trips. Then I go to the doctor, and I go to the grocery store, so that's like 4 more times, 45 times for me probably.
While the North Shore might not seem like a hub for public transportation, it's the home of one of the largest rural public transit systems in the U.S. Arrowhead Transit had small beginnings, but has grown to cover almost the entirety of northeastern Minnesota. Arrowhead Transit's Pam Smith.
We are one of the largest rural transportation companies in the United States. We started in 4 counties in northeastern Minnesota: St. Louis County, Lake County, Itasca County, and Couchiching County, and have since grown to cover double that. We now cover 8 counties in northeastern Minnesota, and we have a fleet of like 90 buses.
Transportation for America recently released a report in which they tried to better understand the state of transit access for seniors across the country. In their study, they found Arrowhead Transit to be a great model of how to serve rural communities and the seniors that live in them.
They picked Arrowhead Transit as one of 5 systems in the United States that's doing it right. If the passengers say, hey, you know, I really need to go to town more than just once a week, is there something we can do? We work at it that way. We listen to our folks. We also work with local clinics, hospitals, trying to coordinate appointments for our folks. We're really people-based. Who uses it and who can use it are two different entities, especially in Grand Marais and Cook County. We have a large number of those 55 or older using the bus. Who can use the bus is anybody. As simple as that. Public transit means anybody can ride that bus. Yeah, we are different than public transit systems, say, in Duluth or St. Cloud or Minneapolis-St. Paul, that we don't have bus stops where you have to walk 2 or 3 blocks to get to a bus stop. We pick you up at your home. That's what makes us a little different. And so people think because of that, they can't ride. But in actuality, yes, they can.
In the future, one of the biggest challenges that rural transportation systems like Arrowhead Transit face is funding.
There are those that don't think public transit is important enough to send money to. Looking, and I don't have a crystal ball, I wish I did, to say, yeah, we're going to be okay in 2 or 3 years. They'll realize that they need this. And I believe that's why this study came out, because on a federal level, the funds are just, transportation is one of those issues that's being cut as far as funding. And that all filters down then to each individual state. And as Al Franken mentioned in his study and that this study came out with, it is going to be a very vital situation in a few years as the boomers get older and they're going to be requiring more transportation. And there's a demand for it now.
Despite the challenges it faces, Arrowhead Transit hopes to continue to serve the people living in the rural communities of northeastern Minnesota.
It's a lifeline. It is a vital lifeline to some folks, to individuals. This is their only way to get to a clinic appointment, a doctor's appointment, to the pharmacy, the grocery store, to a dining site. You want to live to be over 90, live in Grand Marais. There are so many entities within the community that help promote the population. It's healthy. And I think part of that is Arrowhead Transit is there. We have excellent drivers that are there. And at least I would like to think that we're part of the positive that's going in Grand Marais.
Kelly Schoenfelder, WTIP News.